It is friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw Haflev Afele wonders from the Torah of Hashem, and we were learning the Yisod of Tumas Tzaras, and we were working through the idea that it's a din not in the Gavra, but the dinei nihugei tzaras are a din in the nega, nituk mehanega. That was the yisod, nituk mehanega, to detach yourself from the nega by showing avelus through pri and prima, ripping one's clothing, letting one's hair grow. And that avela shows one doesn't want the nega. Similarly, one detaches himself because of the nega from society. It's the badet yeshev. But that's the yisod of the nega. It's not a din. And the gavra, as we spoke out, of avelus, like a normal avelus, and therefore Kohen Gadol does it. But rather, it's in the general parsha of negaim, that one of the dinim of negaim is nituk mehanega, that one must do what one can to distance himself from the nega, and at the same time, because of the nega, distance himself from society. The Rambam talks about that idea. Okay, so we spoke that out at length. That's summarizing about 45 minutes in 2 minutes, and now, or 1 minute and 12 seconds, and now we will continue onwards. Or 1 minute and 45 seconds. Sorry, didn't see that correctly. And now we will continue onwards. So again, we're learning through the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Agoin Agodah Rodov Yitzchak Man Zetzal. And with the Yisod that we established in the previous shir, we would like now to resolve a Shver Rambam. What's Pshat in a Rambam? With this, we can answer the Rambam that we mentioned earlier. We discussed it in the previous shir. We discussed it in a different shir recently this week. We have had a slew of Shi'urim and Inyanei Tzaras, Meseches Negaim. It has been one of the greatest weeks of my life. So gishmak. So, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, Mitumas Tzaras. The Rambam writes, Shagam Kohen Gadol, Koreo Porea, that even a Kohen Gadol rips his clothing, lets his hair grow long, because Esei, Doiche, Loisesei. Because his Esei pushes off his losei, a losei not to do kri and priya, and the asei of doing so when one is a mutzaira is doiche the losei. So the question is, why does the Rambam need to come on to asei doiche losei? We have lehedya from the sugya and moed katan and daf yudalet amid beis, and the Torah eskoyhanim that we learn from a pasuk. The drasha of the Gemara is from Vahatsarua. In the Taras Kohanim at Surah Shir Bohanega. However, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs brings the Jerusha from Taras Kohanim. Why is it bring the Jerusha from the Gemara? L'chora, it's really the same Jerusha. That's Surah Shir Bohanega. So we darshan that anybody who has the Nega, it's a din in the Nega. If there's a Nega, what do you have to do to this Nega? And then the Torah says you have to do Pri and Prima. So we have a Jerusha about Surah Shir Bohanega, the Rabbis Kohen Gadol. So why does the Rambam have to come on to Esei Deicha Loisesei? No, me Esei Deicha Loisesei. Tell me Pashut. Yesh lanu drasha mehapasuk. We have a drasha from a pasuk, and you don't need to say Esei Deicha Loisesei. So why does the Rambam say Esei Deicha Loisesei? That's one kasha. Kedarkenu, in these shiurim, we ask many, many kashas, and then we try to resolve them. That is the fun and challenge of studying Torah, trying to understand the text, not by learning it superficially, such that everything is glat and smooth, but by learning it deeply, such that nothing makes sense, and then ultimately putting all the pieces back together and seeing the beautiful mosaic of Torah wisdom and insight. Unbelievable. We also have to understand the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Essen Kuf Yud Beis, that the Rambam brings our pasuk from the Taras Kohanim, And he says that a Kohen Gadol is Korea uporea, and that is only because essay is Deichel say. So it must be that's an essay. So again, Rambam in the Yad, in Tumas Siras, he just says essay Deichel say. What's the Rambam's Lashon? Va'afilu Kohen Gadol shenitztarea poreo porein. She'esei doichas loisisei. So that's the Rambam in the Yad. So we asked, don't tell me yes, tell me you have a pasuk. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam enumerates the 613 mitzvahs, there the Rambam says, that we have a makor from the pasuk, Vatzeru Asher Bo Anega, and we see that it's a mitzvah essay, and he brings the drush of the Teras Kohanim, that a Kohen Gadol is Koreo Porea, and he says it's because of essay Dechalos essay. So we have our pasuk, and he's only doing it because of essay Dechalos essay. Hare Mizeshu essay. So you see from here, says the Rambam, it must be an essay. And the kasha is, what's the raya? What's the raya that's an essay? Vare din via fusimi kroa, koin godo, sheshtole kroa. We have a din. We have a yafus. We believe it from a pasuk that the koin godo should do kriya. Ve'ena love isser mibitzer. And there's no isser. But how do you prove that that makes it a mitzvah essay? You have a yalfusa that he has to do the kriya. But how do you get from there that it's a mitzvah sasei? All you learn from there is that he has to do kriya and there's no iser b'mitzora. But that doesn't prove it's a mitzvah sasei. It's enumerated in the 613 mitzvahs. And this is already discussed by the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kofayin Aleph. In the Karen Ora, and the Sigin Moed Katan, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, and the Rasag, and Esen Kuf Peites, the Minchas Baruch, and Simen Ayin Ches, Ve'od. The Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla adds another kasha, that if the whole raya that it's a mitzvah say is from the Brice of Taras Kohanim, that quotes the Pasuk, Vatzeresh Yerbo Anega, the Rabbis Kohen Godel, like the Rambam writes, so Radarab is a raya lehefech. But if it's a mitzvah sasei, why do we need a yitur l'raposo? If it's really a mitzvah sasei, then why do you need a special liman in the pasuk to be marba? Oh, even a kohen gadol can do it. Why don't we just say that if it's a mitzvah sasei, esei dechalei sasei? If the Rambam was right that it's really esei dechalei sasei, and you don't need a yitur on the pasuk. It's a mitzvah sasei for the kohen gadol to do it, and that's dochev and lo sasei. Essay doche lo sasei. You don't need a yitur on the pasuk. Say it's from the din haklali shel essay doche lo sasei. The Torah's kohanim doesn't breathe a word about it that it's midin essay doche lo sasei. Torah's kohanim just says that it's from the pasuk. That you have a special yitur in the pasuk, a superfluity in the pasuk that tells you, or as we learned previously from the lashon pasuk, you can derive that a kohen gadol has to do that. Even a kohen gadol, Taras Kohanim learns, has to do priya and prima. But if we're really mitzvah sasei, and just say Pashat, essay Deichalos say. You wouldn't have to come on to the Yitur. Or it should say the Yitur, and this, if from this Yitur you learn that it's a mitzvah sasei, then say, ah. And here you get to a Yitur that it's a mitzvah sasei. And then you're not going to need to say essay Deichalos say. Or if the Rambam was right, it should have said essay Deichalos say. But Bekitzer, there's no, the Torah's Kohanim doesn't say anything about essay Deichalos say. It's mashmir, it's not. You have a yitur in the pasuk. And it's not me'adin ha'klali shalasei deicha loisisei. Rather, it's from the superfluity in the pasuk. And the Rambam writes the opposite. The Rambam says, no. Esei deicha loisisei. How does he get that? So based on what we spoke about in the previous shiur, we can say as follows. The Karen Ora proves that the din kriya of an avel is not min haTorah. Otherwise, how is a kohen gadol usher in kriya? Why don't we say esei deicha loisisei, like the Rambam writes by kohen gadol mitzora? So Rambam should say the same thing by kohen gadol avel, but he doesn't. So it must be that the din kriya of an avel is not min haTorah. The ripping of the garment of an avel, of a mourner, is not min haTorah. It's not of biblical import. However, we can say as follows, that it says in the Sigan by Kutni Dalad Amit Beis, that a kohen gadol ain lo priyo prima mishum shehu kiregel. A kohen gadol doesn't have a mitzvah of kriya and priya because it's like a regel for him. The kohen gadol leib the ganze yor v'ayontif. The whole year the kohen gadol lives in a holiday state. He's English, because Americans have holidays, but we don't take holidays. English people taking a holiday, so the kohen gadol takes a holiday the whole year, and therefore he doesn't do pri and prima. In Avelus, the Karen Ora explains that even though we see in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Melchus Avel, Alach Avav, that a kohen gadol called Dini Avelus Olav Chutz Mikrio Prima, nevertheless, Legabe Krio Prima, regarding the ripping of one's garment and letting hair grow long, it's like a regel for the kohen gadol. In other words, it's not just Stam an Isser. That the kohen gadol is not allowed to do kri and prima, but rather shelegabeze ein aveluto mechayavito. His avelus is not mechayiv him. It's a regel. When someone has a relative, lo aleinu, rachman al itzlan, a relative dies and the regel comes around, he's got no mitzvah of avelus. So too a kohen gadol all year round. It's not stam that it's also from do kriya and prima. It's that he's not even chayv in avelus vis-a-vis kriya and priya. And that's included when it says in the Torah lo yikra v'lo yifra, that a kohen gadol is not allowed to do kriya and priya. It's telling him that he doesn't have a din avelus. In other words, to use the lamdash shesprach shelorak isur yesh badavar. It's not stam an iser, but it's a hafka. It is a undoing of the chiyuv avelus b'chlal. Kohen gadol has no chiyuv avelus. Why does he have no chiyuv avelus? Because Torah says no kri and prima vis-a-vis kri and prima. He's not a novel. It's a regel. It's a holiday. And on holidays, he don't do kri and priya. So you can't say esei deicha loisisei. So for in for the kasha of the Karen Ora. Karen Ora says, or for in for the far shlugged, we slug up the raya of the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora wanted to say avelus is in a mitzvah sasei. How does he know that avelus is in a mitzvah sasei? Because if it were, then a kohen gadol would rip mitzad esei deicha loisisei. And the Torah says, no, really avelos could be a mitzvah saseh. Just the kohen doesn't rip because there's a hafka. The kohen gadol is in chayv b'chal in kriya and in priya. It's not, it's a holiday for him. It's yontif. So mechi tells you that he should start doing kriya. It's a kohen gadol, ein ze b'chal din aveluto, ve'ein kan kol aseh. As far as the kohen gadol is concerned, this isn't included in his Dili Avelus. That's why he doesn't agree for everyone else in mitzvah, just not for him. V'im kacha yesh lomar shebekohen gadol mitzora. And when you're dealing with a kohen gadol mitzora, shekafi shebiyarnu, the Iker Pasuk is not a Yitur Lehedya on the Chiyuv of a Kohen Gadol. And that's what we've been discussing at length. We discussed at length in the previous shir. It's not talking about the Kohen Gadol, but rather, it's telling us the Yisod. What's the Yisod? What's the fundamental principle of Kriya and Priya? V'atzahu asher bo anega. The tsarua that has the nega, bigadav yufrumim, v'rosho yefarua, v'al safam yate, v'tame tame yikra. So his clothing should be ripped. And his hair should be long. His upper lip should be covered, or his lips should be sealed. And Tame Tame, he should call out. So this din is not Machmas Avelus Hagavra, but rather it's Machmas Adin Nega, Hatsura Sherbo Anega! Wherever there's a Nega, this is what has to be done to the Nega. It's not on the Gavra, it's on the Nega. The Nega needs Kriya and Priya. Because one must do a maisa to distance oneself. It's avelus vis-a-vis the nega, to show he doesn't want the nega. It's not the avelus hagavra. It's avelus klape the nega. Umimela ze chayav b'kohen gadol. Because a kohen gadol is shayich to all other dine nega. So mimela kohen gadol is shayich here as well. Im kacha, kevan de lo miyatera pasuk. Lerabot kohen gadol. It's not a ribui. It's not a superfluity in the Pasuk, but rather it's Pshat in the Pasuk. The Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk is telling you Pshat, that whenever you have a Nega, this is what has to be done to the Nega. If it were Din Prati of Avelus, so Kohen Gadol doesn't have Avelus, the Kohen Gadol is out, the Kohen Gadol doesn't, we see in the Torah, relative dies, he's not Noeg Avelus. But here it's not a Yitur on the Kohen Gadol. It's just telling you, Pshat in the Pasuk, a Chazal are darshaning Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is a Sherbo Nega. If there's a Nega, this is what has to be done to the Nega. It's not a Din of Avelus on the Gavra. Then a Kohen Gadol will be Pater. But rather, Klape the Nega. Nega is Mechayiv, this Anaga. And the Melech applies to a Kohen Gadol as well. Why should he be different? Hare Masha Amra Abraita, Shemizel Lomdim, Shechayav Bezegam HaKohen HaGadol. That the Braisa says that from this we learn that the Kohen Gadol is Chayiv, even though there still is the Lav of Lo Yikra V'Lo Yifra. He's still not allowed to, there's still a Lav he's not allowed to rip. There's still a Lav he's not allowed to do Priya. If we had a Yitur in the Pasuk, and you would say there's no Isser B'chlal. So you don't need to come on to Essay Doi Chalais to say. Maybe in this case there's no Isser. But here there is an Isser. The Kohen Gadol still has an Isser. Why? Because the Pasuk doesn't say that he has a mitzvah. So where did the Isser go? The Isser didn't go anywhere because the Pasuk never tells us he has a mitzvah. Then how are you allowed to do it? B'seir. So we know that from the diuk of the Pasuk, if you read the Pasuk properly, you understand that, if you read the Pasuk via Lamdin, you understand that the Kohen Gadol has to do a Kriya and Priya. B'seir, but that's not a special Yitur in the Pasuk. In which case, maybe there's no Aveir for him to do Kriya and Priya. All you have is this mitzvah. Or all you have is this permission. That there's going to be no Isser involved. So the aslosa say is still in place. Not that the pasuk is telling you that there's this mitzvah, and memel is no avera. In this case, there's no avera. You don't have to come on to say dechalos. Say no. There's still an avera. It's just telling you that even though there's an avera, you should still do kriya and priya. There's still an avera, and he should still do kriya and priya. How are you going to do that? There's still an avera. The pasuk never told you the kohen gadol special mitzvah, which you mean you might understand there's no avera. No, avada is an avera because the pasuk doesn't speak specifically about kohen gadol. We just derive kohen gadol on our own because it's a din in the nega, so the kohen gadol has to do it also, like everybody else, because the nega is mechayiv this hanhoga bavelus. So the kohen gadol is like everybody else, but the only problem is the kohen gadol still has an avera. The avera is still in place. We had nowhere. We didn't dissolve the avera. We didn't do away with the avera. So there's still an avera, and yet the kohen gadol has this mitzvah. Begadav Yufrum of Roshia Parua. So it seems that the pasuk is telling us he has a mitzvah despite the fact that there's still an avera. So how do you deal with that? The answer is Esei Deichalos Esei. So in other words, the Rambam isn't contradicting Chazal. The Rambam is just working together with Chazal, with Seiref. After you have the pasuk, from which if you read it properly, you understand that a kohen gadol is chayiv in pri and prima, the kohen gadol is a mitzvah pri or prima. Now stage B is that you have to come on to esei dechalos esei, because we never discarded the los esei for the kohen gadol. We never it's still in force, and yet he has this mitzvah. So how are you going to deal with a mitzvah avera in one shot, in one maisa? So the answer is, says the Rambam, esei dechalos esei. So the Rambam is just working with the pasuk. Okay, Lashon Merenu Rabbeinu Zatzal. Hare Ma Shemra Braita Demizei Alfinet Shechayav Beze Gam HaKohen HaGadol Afal Bidakati Yesh Beze Tisur Alav Shel Kohen Gadol Shelo Yikra Velo Yifra Ein Zele Betzeruf Devrei HaRambam. So after the Braisa says that we learn that the Kohen Gadol, even though he still has the Yisro Lav, he still has to do Kriya and Priya, even though he's an Yisro Lav of Kriya and Priya, that's after your Mitzarif the Rambam Sheacharei Demiribuya Dikra Yeshno Adin Etz LeKohen HaGadol. After you learn b'miduyak, deeply in the pasuk, that by a kohen gadol there's a mitzvah, because it's not stam avelus, but rather a special din in the nega. Stam avelus kohen gadol doesn't do, but a special din klape the nega. Harei mimelein aisur me'akev. So now the issur is not me'akev. Why? Kevan she'aseh doche lo taseh. The issur is not going to bother us because aseh doche lo taseh. Lachen shapir talila Rambam b'ma she'aseh doche lo taseh. And therefore, the Rambam correctly made this contingent on the rule of Esei Deichalos Esei. To the Fizem Mucham Yizeh Demash Kedu Bakra Kan Bakra Seyu. And according to this, says the Rambam, oh, so it must be an Asei. It has to be an Asei, because the way the Rambam is learning the pasuk, the way we're learning the Rambam is learning the pasuk, is that the Los Esei is still in place. So what are you going to do with the Asei? Oh, how are you going to be Mekayim the Asei if there's a Los Asei? It's an Avera. You're not allowed to do that. So the answer must be Asei Dochalos Esei. We had asked in the Kasha, no, there's a Yalfusa that a Kohen Gadol has to do Kriya and Priya. Who says that's an Asei? Answer is, it has to be an Asei, because the Los Asei is still in place. So since there's still a Los Asei in place, because we never did away with the Los Asei, the Los Asei is still there, you have to say, that's the Rambam's right, you have to say it's an Asei. Otherwise, you're not allowed to do it. Because the Alfus is not enough. All the Alfus tells us is that the Kohen Gadol has to do this Maisa, but it's an Avera. That's why the Rambam was Mitzarif. No, but also Esei Dechalos Esei. And the Rambam had to come on to this Esei Dechalos Esei, even though we have a Pasuk, because the Pasuk's not enough for us. So Hadvarim Hayu Neflaim B'Yoyser, and we have loads more to say, sweet friends. But in the meantime, as they say in the Svarim, Va'asa Shapir Hetev Divrei Rambam, the Rambam now dances, and we too, Medarf Tansen Oifen Dach, we must dance on the roofs! Roofs! When we hear such a Liman HaRambam and the Terutzim, the answering the Karen Oris Kasha, that he says Din Kriya of Ovel is not Mizraya, that is Din Kriya of an Ovel must not be Minat Torah, because otherwise, how's the Kohen Gadol now let it, how's it also for a Kohen Gadol? Why don't we say Sedech Halose? The answer is that for a Kohen Gadol there is no Din Avelus. Mamela, there's no Din Kriya. For regular Ovel, there is. And we also understand why the Rambam had to come on to Esther Chalos, even though Chazal learned it from a Pasuk. Because once you have the Pasuk, from the Pasuk you learn, it's not doing away with the Los Hasei of the Kohen of Kriya and Priya. Then Chazal is saying he doesn't have an Aver of Kriya and Priya. All Chazal is saying is that it's a din in the Nega. And in the Mele, it applies to a Kohen Gadol. Once it applies to a Kohen Gadol, that he still has his Los Hasei of Kriya and Priya. What are you going to do with that? So the Rambam has to say Esther Chalos to say. Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping that we're able to continue because there is just a welt more to say about this topic, and we have to discuss Tamei Tamei Yikra, Bada Dieshev Mechutz LaMachane, exciting material I'd like to cover with you, sweetest friends. So I can only ask that you stay tuned. I know this is difficult and it's challenging, but hopefully it was explained clearly, and we get to see Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters that the Limud HaTorah is this rebellion against superficiality. Rebellion against superficiality. So we should be zocha always to see beyond the surface in life. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.